Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does the world. So does your world. So does the United States economy. So does all economies across all of Mother Earth. It starts with each of us. We are the divine vessels that bring in the energy of peace, harmony, or prosperity, or anything else that we are resonating with. We come together each day to raise our energy in this energy of peace, harmony, and prosperity. That's how we transform. Raising the energy within ourselves, raising the energy we transmit outside of us, and ultimately raising the energy across our dear planet. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 191. Get unstuck. Stop analyzing, questioning, and wondering. Get unstuck. Stop analyzing, questioning, and wondering. Get unstuck. What are they talking about, huh? Well, I know I'm willing to admit I have been stuck more times in my life than I would like to say, and yet it is true. It seems to be the human condition. To be stuck comes from the word stick, as in sticky, attached, like glued to something. And when we are that way, it's also to obstruct, meaning to block, to detain. It creates within you that sense, oftentimes, of a feeling confused, constricted, puzzled, like, I can't believe it. What just happened? What's going on? You know, think about the times that you react that way to things. You feel that how much longer must I endure this? That's feeling stuck. Put up with this? When you feel in a fixed position, or you personally are fixed on something, fixed on having it your way, and your way may not be the best way. You're holding out for a certain thing when that may not be God's thing for you. Or the sense of feeling hesitant, not sure, should I go this way or should I go that way? And so you go no way. All of these are being stuck. And to get unstuck, which is the opposite of stuck, un meaning the opposite or reversal of action, or sometimes lack of, that you don't want to be, thank goodness, stuck, not stuck, literally means not stuck. We're told to stop analyzing, questioning, and wondering. Those three words are all mental processes. Each of those words keeps you stuck in your mind, where you play judge and critic, you play psychoanalyst, but you're not present here now. And so the next great best opportunity can be right in front of you. This thing called synchronicity, where everything always happens right, but it can't happen, even though it's happening, if you are stuck. It can be right in front of you, and you won't see it. You won't sense it. You won't be aware of it. It's only when we let go of our feeling about how it's supposed to be and what is right for us. It's as if the windows open up, the fresh air comes in, the brass ring, we can see it now. It only comes when we let go our mental hold on how it is supposed to be. It's just that simple. That's when all the juicy stuff shows up. That's when the next right opportunity shows up. That's when the next right perfect relationship shows up in our life. That's when God's brilliant idea, your higher self speaking through you, shows up. When you let go this tightness and clinging and attachment and being fixated on your way instead of higher guidance's way. I remember when I had a radio show called Spirit Talk with Phoenix that ran for many, many years, and this one person called in. It was a talk show. I gave guidance and meditation and interviewed very interesting spiritual leaders across the nation and also took questions live on the air. And one person called in fairly regularly and always got down to this. Do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? When she gave up doing it her way and she could open up to what was right there waiting for her, she could shift in an instant. She could open up to happiness. At the end of the day, isn't that what we all really want? To be happy? It doesn't mean compromising. It doesn't mean that I can be happy and you cannot, because that doesn't make us happy. It's when we stop pulling it apart and forcing things. It's like that you see the image of the round peg in a square hole or vice versa. When we try to make life fit in our version instead of opening up to what is possible rather than being fixated on our way, what we think is the right way, instead of seeing all the possibilities. It happens all the time, this notion that we get ourselves stuck. Things happen. Life happens. We can't control them. We can take conscious awareness of where we focus our attention. Are we focused on love and finding that and being open to the brass ring showing up? Are we stuck on doing it our way and enduring whatever we need to do? And in truth, your way may never come forth. It's when we're in this energy of love that it all seems to happen. And your way or something better will be revealed. So it's always about being conscious. If I'm in this stuck energy, which of course none of us wants to be in, or if I'm looking at the world with wide open eyes and a wide open heart, which may be more important, knowing it is all perfect. And when we can see what appears to be upset as perfect, knowing, as the saying goes, God has your back, and believing with all your heart that that is so, you release that stranglehold you have on your mental faculties, and then you can see and hear and feel the truth of what's so wonderful about this opportunity. I started to say it happens in all kinds of situations. Saturday, I went out to spend a day in nature doing photography. I love environmental photography. I love to be in nature. You know, the weather, the lighting, just wasn't a picture-perfect day for taking photographs. And I had a choice to be upset about it or find what was so great about it and to enjoy the nature. And so there are moments when I knew I couldn't possibly get a, in quote, perfect shot. So I could have struggled and worked at it and worked at it, or I simply took out my binoculars and enjoyed the view. Or I simply sat there and took in the energy. You see, we have a choice all the time. It's not just about those tough things. It's about everyday, ordinary things. Do you choose to be stuck? Or do you choose to be happy and find what is wonderful about every moment? Now, I know the photography example, my weekend outing, seems like maybe it's superficial. It's not for me. It's something I enjoy, something I rediscovered, and it lights me up from the inside out to be in nature. And yet, if I took it so seriously, I would have missed the beauty of that day. And it was beautiful in many, many ways. It must have been. I was there for hours. And I come back feeling renewed, energized, and one. And so every time we stop pulling things apart, criticizing them, questioning, why me, why not, when will it happen, and hesitating to act, holding back. Whenever we let go those actions, let go the stranglehold we have on our mental mind, and simply relax into what is happening, knowing all is well, and that we live in a divine, organized universe. Therefore, nothing happens by accident. It is up to us to discover the beauty, the richness, the opportunity that is here for us always. And that door is opened when we shift from feeling stuck to feeling blessed. We change the entire dynamics when we shift from feeling stuck, a victim in any way, which is a mental reaction, to feeling blessed, staying centered with Mother, Father, God within you, and knowing all is well. That's how you move from this closed sense of feeling shut off from the world and you're good to opening the doors wide open and leaving all that other stuff behind. Only you can do this. No one can do it for you. I know oftentimes we want someone to fix us, to make it so. You make it so. You command your outer world with your inner feelings. Feelings first. If you think one way and feel another, it still will not happen. Your feelings hold the energy of what you are creating in your outward experience. So again, I request that you be conscious of your thoughts, especially when you're feeling stuck. Simply acknowledge, oh yes, I'm in that analyzing, pulling it apart, criticizing mode. And without getting upset with yourself, laugh it off and simply remember, all is well. This is perfect. I'm open to discover what's so perfect about it. And be smiling inside when you have that awareness, so you may discover the beauty in the seeming tragedy. Get unstuck. Stop analyzing, questioning, wondering. The world is waiting, dear one. The world is waiting for you to be fully present. Because when you are fully here and now, we all benefit. We all benefit. When your inner light is turned all the way on, that's what getting unstuck is like. Your brilliance shines through. Your humor comes through. Your right thinking comes through. Your joy comes through. Your happiness makes us happy. It's contagious. The intelligence within you comes through. Your song comes through. Your writing comes through. Your poetry comes through. Your love is fully expressed. Your being unstuck is a gift not only to you, it is a gift for all of us. There's great value in getting unstuck. After all, would you like to be right, or would you like to be happy? You hold the key, and you can start putting the key into the door that seems locked within you right now. Open yourself up to the new, best, perfect, loving opportunity for you now. Get unstuck. Stop analyzing, questioning, and wondering. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, slow, and gentle breaths. Focusing on your heart center. Listening to your breath. Feeling your chest rise and fall like the waves on top of the ocean. Now allow yourself to simply dip below the waves, not caught up in the outer world. Here, below the surface, being part of the entire sea, the ocean of love, the ocean of divine love within you now. Feeling this inner peace. As if it is permeating every cell and atom of your being with the energy of the sea of love here at your heart center. notice the light, the colored light, the golden light within. Perhaps it is pulsating, seemingly spiraling from one color to another. Perhaps like a kaleidoscope. In and out, transforming within you now. Simply allow yourself to be one with this energy of love within you now. And from your heart center, see and feel such love. Peace, harmony, prosperity. For you are blessed with this divine connection. Feel this love. And here, in the center of your being, allow your soul to reveal the truth of any one thing from your past life, present life, or something you feel that is happening that keeps gnawing at you, raising concerns, bringing up feelings of anxiety. Keep wondering, why is this happening? When will it stop? What is my next right step? Where is my path? See this situation, person, moment in time. Simply feel love. No matter what you see or hear, feel love. Actually feel, I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. Feel, I love you. From your heart. Feel, I thank you, and your heart opening that much more, and that much more love coming through. I forgive you, and feel yourself letting go whatever it is that has brought you this angst. As you see that person, that moment, simply dissolve back to the nothingness from where it or they came from under grace. Letting go your hold on this person, event, moment in time. Feeling, I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. Coming back to your heart center, truly feeling blessed for the power and presence of divine love within you to make all things perfect because they already are. And feel now for yourself, I love you. Feel for your heart self, for your entire being, for your human personality, I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. And feel that knot in your back, in your stomach, in your throat. Wherever that tightness is, simply unraveling now. As you say, to you, yourself, I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. Breathe. Knowing all is well. You are free and open to receive all good things right now. Allow them to bubble up from the inside out. A wellspring of divine love is here for you, bringing you inspired thoughts, bringing you right people and opportunities, all that you desire. Be at peace, dear ones. I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. And now it's time to come back to our everyday living, feeling renewed, open, and receptive, unstuck, victorious, and ready, wide awake, filled with love. So we breathe long, deep, slow breaths, coming back from the depths of our heart in the sea of love, knowing we are one. You are one with divine love. as you rise to the surface, aware of the waves moving back and forth, and yet centered, grounded at your heart. With the energy of I love you, I thank you, I forgive you. Being aware of your body temple, breathing into your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently, breathing into your heart, into your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla and invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Be dead and be divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Let go and let God. I am that I am. God in action. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. I love you. Oh, oh, oh.
I love you. I thank you. I forgive you. God bless. Namaste.